Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into some really fascinating stuff today. We're tackling AI therapy. And let me tell you, it's a topic that's just exploding right now. We've got some great data from YouGov and Oracle, plus some expert opinions from folks at the University of Law. It's going to be a wild ride, so buckle up.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing to see how quickly this field is evolving.
It really is. And it raises so many questions. Like, by the end of this deep dive, you might even be asking yourself, would I trust an AI with my deepest, darkest secrets?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's one that more and more people are starting to grapple with.
Absolutely. And one of the first things that jumped out at us was this huge generational divide in how people view AI therapy. This YouGov survey, it revealed that 31% of those 18 to 24-year-olds, they're totally cool with the idea. But then that comfort level just plummets with older generations, especially those 55 and up. What do you think is driving that difference?
It's a fascinating trend, for sure. I think part of it might be that younger people, they've grown up surrounded by technology, right? They're constantly interacting with AI in so many different ways.
From those social media algorithms to virtual assistants, it's almost become second nature to them.
Exactly. So for them, the idea of AI therapy might not seem so out there. It's just another way that technology is becoming integrated into their lives.
Makes sense. It's like they've grown up with AI as this natural extension of their world.
Right. But it's not just about familiarity. This YouGov survey, it highlighted some specific reasons why people, regardless of age, are actually drawn to using AI chatbots for mental health support.
Yeah, the accessibility factor is huge. I mean,
Yeah.
48% of respondents said that ease of access and availability, that was a major plus for them.
It makes total sense, right?
Yeah.
No waiting list. You can connect with an AI chatbot anytime, anywhere. It's like having a therapist on demand.
It is. It's 24/7, always there. And then there's this whole aspect of feeling less judged. 33% of people, they actually find that non-judgmental nature of AI chatbots appealing. That really stood out to me too. It's like there's this sense of anonymity, this emotional distance that some people might find comforting when they're talking about personal or sensitive issues.
It is, and it makes you wonder about our social landscape, doesn't it? Like, there's this University of Law survey that found that 66% of those 25 to 34-year-olds, they'd rather confide in an AI than a loved one.
Wow, that's a pretty powerful statement. It makes you think, are we becoming more comfortable sharing our vulnerabilities with machines than with actual people in our lives?
It's hard to say for sure, but it definitely raises some important questions. Like, are we becoming more isolated? Or maybe more fearful of burdening our loved ones with our problems. These are things we need to be thinking about.
Big time. But before we get too carried away and crown AI as the future of therapy, we have to address the elephant in the room, right? The concerns that people have about AI. And YouGov, they didn't shy away from those either.
No, they didn't. And the number one concern for most people, misdiagnosis. A whopping 64% of respondents said they were worried about AI getting it wrong.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. I mean, AI is still in its early stages of development. And while it's incredibly powerful at processing information, it can't always grasp those nuances of human emotion and experience.
Right. That human touch, that empathy and understanding that comes from years of experience, that's something AI just can't replicate, at least not yet.
Exactly. And the survey really highlighted that. I mean, the majority of people, especially those in older age groups, they still prefer human interaction when it comes to mental health support. So it's not like therapists are going extinct anytime soon.
No, not at all. The human element is still absolutely crucial. But what's exciting is that AI can work alongside human therapists. It can enhance and augment their skills.
It's like AI can handle those more technical tasks, like identifying patterns in patient data, maybe providing personalized recommendations for treatment.
Yeah, exactly. And that would free up human therapists to really focus on what they do best, providing that one-on-one support and guidance. It's about collaboration, not replacement.
I love that collaboration. It's about using AI to make therapy even better, not to replace it altogether. And speaking of AI doing amazing things, have you seen the research showing how AI is already outperforming humans in like 26 different areas? Some of these examples are straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It's incredible, isn't it? The speed at which AI is advancing is just mind-blowing. Take healthcare, for example. In fields like radiology and genomics, AI can diagnose diseases faster and more accurately than human doctors. The potential there to save lives, it's
It's
enormous.
pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
And it's not just healthcare. We're seeing AI powering self-driving cars, making those split-second decisions that a human driver could never make.
Mm-hmm.
And then in finance, AI systems are analyzing market trends and executing trades with superhuman speed and precision.
It really makes you wonder, what's next? What's the potential for AI in the realm of therapy? Could it really replace human therapists altogether?
Well, an Oracle survey actually shed some light on how people feel about that. Globally, 75% of respondents were open to the idea of AI mental health support. That's a significant number. And in the UK, a whopping 77% of employees said they actually wanted their employers to offer more mental health technology.
So there's definitely a growing demand for these kinds of solutions. People are looking for new options.
They are. But what's driving that demand? But what are the key reasons why someone might choose an AI over a human therapist?
Well, if you dig into the survey results, some interesting patterns emerge. The top reason people gave was that they wanted a judgment-free zone. 34% cited that as a key factor. Another 30% highlighted the unbiased nature of AI, and 29% liked the idea of getting quick answers. It's about speed, efficiency, and maybe even a bit of that emotional distance.
I can definitely see the appeal of that. Okay, let's shift gears for a second and talk about a more specific area of therapy. Hypnotherapy. It's so reliant on the therapist's ability to build rapport, to create a safe and trusting environment. Could AI ever replicate that human connection? Could it actually replace human hypnotherapists in the future?
That's a really interesting question. Hypnotherapy is such a unique and personalized form of therapy. It really makes you think, could an AI ever truly understand and respond to the subconscious mind in the same way that a skilled human hypnotherapist can?
Yeah, there's this level of intuition, this empathy that seems so essential to hypnotherapy. It's hard to imagine programming that into an AI.
It is, but then again, AI is constantly evolving, so who knows what the future holds. It might be more possible than we think.
True. AI is full of surprises. But even if it does become more sophisticated, what does that mean for human therapists? How do they adapt to this changing landscape?
I think they have to really highlight what makes them unique, the empathy, the nuanced understanding, the ability to truly tailor treatment to each individual's needs. Those are qualities that AI might struggle to replicate.
It's almost like human therapists might need to become even better at what they do.
Yeah.
You know, to showcase the value of that human connection in a world where AI is becoming more and more prevalent.
Exactly. They need to really emphasize their accessibility, their non-judgmental approach, and the fact that they're real people who genuinely care about their clients' well-being.
It's fascinating to think about how the roles of both AI and human therapists might evolve. It's like we're on the verge of a whole new era in mental health care. But for now, let's step back and consider everything we've talked about so far. This generational divide, the potential benefits and drawbacks of AI therapy, the impressive things AI is doing in other fields. Now, I want to turn it back to you, the listener. Knowing what you know now, would you choose an AI or a human therapist?
It's a tough choice, isn't it? We've seen that both approaches have their strengths and limitations. It really comes down to individual preferences and needs.
It does. And as AI continues to evolve, that line between the two might become even blurrier. It's almost like we're on the cusp of something truly transformative.
It really does feel that way. And it leads to a question that I think is important for all of us to consider as we move forward. If AI gets even more sophisticated at providing mental health support, like way more, I wonder, what role will human connection and empathy play in the future of therapy? It really makes you think.
Yeah, that's a huge question. Like, will the human element become even more valuable as AI takes on more tasks?
Right. Or will we get so used to talking to machines that we lose sight of that human connection altogether?
It's almost like, is it going to make us crave it more, that human connection? Or are we going to get so used to AI that we forget about it?
It's a good question. And it's not just about replacing therapists entirely, right? It's also about how AI can be integrated into existing mental health services, make those services more accessible and effective.
That's where things get really interesting. What could that look like?
Well, you could have AI chatbots doing initial screenings, you know, to identify individuals who might benefit from further support.
Okay. Yeah.
Or you could even have AI-powered tools that help therapists analyze patient data, you know, track their progress,
yeah,
and even personalize treatment plans.
Okay, so like the AI is doing all the behind the scenes work, and then that frees up the human therapist to do what they do best.
Exactly. They can provide that human connection, the empathy, and guide the client through the process. It's like AI becomes the ultimate assistant.
Yeah. I like that, the ultimate assistant. And we've talked about this before, but it's worth repeating. AI could be a game changer for those who are underserved by traditional mental health care.
Yeah, absolutely. People in rural areas, people with limited mobility, people who maybe feel uncomfortable reaching out for help, AI could really help break down those barriers.
Yeah, make mental health support available to anyone, anywhere, anytime. It's a pretty exciting prospect.
It is. And then there's the whole issue of stigma. Imagine if you're struggling with anxiety or depression, it might feel easier to open up to an AI chatbot first, you know, without that fear of judgment.
Yeah, that's a great point. AI could be a less intimidating first step, especially for people who are hesitant to talk to a human about what they're going through.
Right. So AI could encourage people to actually take that first step toward getting help. And the more people feel comfortable talking about mental health, the more we can break down the stigma that still exists.
Yeah, it's like AI could normalize these conversations, make them less taboo.
Exactly. It could help create a more open and accepting environment.
Okay, so we've talked about chatbots and data analysis, but what about other applications? Like, what other things could AI do in the realm of therapy?
Well, this is where things get really futuristic. Imagine virtual reality therapies, you know, where you can help people overcome phobias or PTSD, put them in those simulated environments to work through their fears.
That's really cool. I've actually heard about VR being used for pain management, but I hadn't really thought about it for therapy.
Yeah, it's already happening. And it has the potential to be really, really powerful. And then there's the whole world of AI-powered wearables.
Oh, yeah, those are getting popular.
Yeah, they can track our moods, our sleep patterns, all these other biomarkers. And that can give us early warning signs of potential mental health issues.
It's like having a personal mental health coach right on your wrist. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty incredible technology. But with all this amazing potential, we also have to acknowledge the downsides, right? Any new technology comes with risks.
Right. It's not all sunshine and roses.
Absolutely. We can't just blindly embrace these advancements without thinking about the ethical implications. Who controls the data that AI collects? How do we ensure that these systems are fair and unbiased? And how do we make sure that AI is being used to empower people, not control them? These are things we have to think about.
Yeah, those are big questions. And I think sometimes it's easy to get caught up in all the excitement of new technology and forget about those ethical considerations.
Right, but we can't afford to ignore them.
Absolutely not. Okay, so to recap, we've talked about the potential benefits and challenges of AI therapy, the generational divide, the importance of integrating AI thoughtfully into existing mental health services.
And the key takeaway here is it's not about choosing between AI or human therapists, right? It's about recognizing the unique strengths of each approach,
right,
and figuring out how we can leverage them to benefit everyone.
Yeah, it's about collaboration, not competition. And I think that's a really important message to get across.
Absolutely. And it's about giving individuals more choices, empowering them to take control of their mental well-being.
This has been an amazing conversation, by the way. I feel like I've learned so much about AI and its potential role in mental health.
I've enjoyed it too. It's always great to explore these complex topics.
It is. And before we wrap things up, I want to leave you with something to think about, something that builds on everything we've discussed today. If we continue down this path, if AI does become more widely adopted in mental health care, what impact could that have on society as a whole?
That's a great question to ponder. It could change how we view mental health altogether, right?
Yeah, maybe it'll lead to greater awareness and acceptance. It's like, what are the big picture implications here?
Right, like, could it help to destigmatize mental health issues?
I mean, if using technology for mental health support becomes more normal, more commonplace, maybe it will encourage more people to be open about their struggles.
I think it's definitely possible. It could help to create a more compassionate and understanding society.
That's something I think we can all get behind. A world where mental health is treated with the same importance and respect as physical health.
Exactly. And maybe AI can help us get there.
Now, I know some people listening might be thinking, okay, this is all very future-focused, but what about right now? What if I'm struggling today and I need help?
Yeah, and that's a valid concern. But remember, even with all these amazing advancements in technology, there are still so many human resources available.
Absolutely. Therapists, counselors, support groups, hotlines. There are people who are ready and willing to help right now.
Yeah. And remember, reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. It takes courage to acknowledge that you're struggling.
So true.
And there's absolutely no shame in seeking support. Whether you choose AI-powered tools or connect with a human therapist, the most important thing is that you find what works for you and you take that first step toward healing. And remember, you don't have to go through this alone.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with a sense of hope and possibility. The future of mental health care is full of exciting potential. And whether AI plays a small role or a large role, the most important thing is that we continue to prioritize human well-being and work together to create a more supportive and inclusive world.
I think that's a beautiful sentiment.
It really does feel like we're on the edge of something massive, you know, like AI could totally reshape how we think about and approach mental health care.
Yeah, there's this mix of excitement and uncertainty, right? Like we're stepping into uncharted territory.
Totally. On the one hand, there's this huge potential for AI to make therapy more accessible, more affordable, maybe even more personalized. But then on the other hand, there are those concerns about privacy, about bias and algorithms, even about the whole idea of therapy becoming less human.
It's a lot to consider, for sure. And it's not a conversation that should be happening just among the tech developers. Clinicians, ethicists, and most importantly, the people who will actually be using these AI tools, they all need to be part of this conversation.
Absolutely. We can't just let the tech industry decide how AI is used in mental health care. It needs to be a collaborative effort with everyone working together to make sure these technologies are used ethically and responsibly.
And that's where education and awareness come in. We need to help people understand how AI works, what its limitations are, so they can advocate for their own needs and rights. It's a rapidly changing landscape, and people need to be equipped to navigate it.
So it's not just about developing the tech, but also about giving people the knowledge and the critical thinking skills to use it wisely. It's like digital literacy, but for mental health care.
Exactly. It's about empowering individuals to make informed choices about what's right for them.
Okay, so let's say someone is listening to this and they're intrigued by AI therapy. What would you tell them? Where should they start?
First of all, do your research. There are tons of AI-powered mental health apps and platforms popping up all the time. Look at their features, their privacy policies, check out who developed them, make sure they're legit.
Good advice. It's like with anything else health-related, you wouldn't just trust some random app with your personal information.
Right. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Reach out to the developers. Read reviews from other users. Talk to a healthcare professional if you have any concerns.
I think it's also important to remember that AI therapy is still pretty new. It has a lot of potential, but it's not a magic solution.
Definitely not. AI therapy can be a great tool, but it's not a replacement for a human therapist. If you're really struggling, it's crucial to seek help from a qualified professional.
AI can work alongside traditional therapy, but it's not meant to replace it entirely.
And I think people should also have realistic expectations. AI therapy isn't going to solve all your problems overnight. It's a tool that can help you develop coping skills, manage stress, maybe get a better understanding of yourself, but it takes effort and commitment from you too.
Like any kind of therapy, it's a process, a journey.
Right. It's about being proactive about your mental health, and AI can be a partner in that journey.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of AI therapy. We've covered a lot of ground, the potential benefits and challenges, the ethical considerations, and what the future might hold for this rapidly developing field.
I hope our listeners have walked away with a better understanding of what AI therapy is, how it works, and the potential impact it could have, both individually and on society as a whole.
And if you're interested in learning more, we've included links to some resources in the show notes. Go check those out.
Absolutely. The conversation around AI and mental health is just beginning. We all have a role to play in shaping the future of this technology and making sure it benefits everyone.
So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.
And until next time, remember to take care of yourselves and each other.
That's it for us today, everyone. Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey into the world of AI therapy. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into the topics that matter most.